Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hello, friends. Welcome to our May predictions. I'm so happy to be here with you. As you might be able to see on video, I have a bit of a bandage on my nose, so I'm still recovering from the skin cancer that was removed from my nose, but I'm doing well. It's a little gnarly underneath that bandage, so I'm trying to figure out what next steps are, but just excited to be here and well rested and excited to share what May holds for all of us. So thank you so much for your love and your prayers and for being here with me in May. All right, let's get into our May messages. May is an interesting month because it's this month where we have one foot in our new life, our new identity, like our new visions, the new things that we're seeing, but also still managing one foot in the old life of the old things that we've been doing. My sense is that you had this awareness that like, you wanted more, that you had another vision, something wasn't working, you wanted to be more authentic and more true to yourself, and that you took action on that. Mainly in April, it was that Aries energy that like really kind of made you like, okay, I'm going to take some steps, all that things. But, you know, that this new life is not like fully embodied yet. You know, it's not like fully sitting in your body. You're kind of in a make it till you fake it. Sorry. Fake it till you make it place. And therefore, like the vibes are a little off. And I think there might have been a little bit of disappointment where you thought it was like all going to fall into place and you were all going to be like clear and understand and it was going to work out. But understand that like just because it hasn't like fully worked out the way that maybe you thought it was or as quickly as you thought it would doesn't mean that like you still, that it's not worth it to put effort into this new vision. And that May is like kind of like sobering up to that concept that like it's okay to hold two, you know, it's okay to kind of like still do some of the caterpillar stuff, but also still do some of the butterfly stuff. Like I'm not like one or the other yet. Definitely more butterfly for sure, but I still have to do some of the things that were from my old life because like that's what gives me stability and also get comfortable with like being kind of wobbly with this new life. It really just feels like it's like a little baby animal that like, you know, like a little horse that's like trying to walk, but like a little flimsy about it, or like the girl that's wearing heels for the first time and she's a little flimsy about it. So that just because like you're not super strong in it yet doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing or that you got your intuition wrong or that like you made a mistake. It's really this kind of knowing that like, okay, cool, like this sober awareness that I'm going to hold to. And that's really what we are going to see May be about. An interesting thing about May is that you bring the emotion, like you decide kind of the perspective you're going to have. And that is like how May will meet you. So if you're like, this is hard, this is scary, this is like horrible, or am I doing it wrong? Then that's like how May is going to meet you as well, as opposed to like, oh, I'm learning something new. You know, like, wow, I did a really good job at that. Like, oh, that didn't work out so well, but like this did, and kind of patting yourself on the back for like all the improvements that you are making. That is how May is going to meet you as well. So you kind of set the tone. And it's not that I'm telling you to like override or be like in denial or like kind of override emotions, but it's more that you want to be a little bit more of like that coach towards that person who is like learning something new. You know, my son had one of his good friends over and he was like teaching him how to do something very dangerous, guys, wheelies on these like e-bikes that my kids are on right now. You know what's so funny? I have been like doing my best as a boy mom to like avoid the scary sports. You know, I was like, I'm never going to put them in like football, or I'm going to like keep them away from like certain things. And of course, as boys get older, they just like seek danger. And somehow my kids have chosen like the most dangerous thing, which are these like motorbikes. They're e-bikes, but they're motorbikes. Like my son's bike goes like 30 miles per hour, like insanity. Thankfully, Benny has made a track for them and it is a little bit safer, you know, but I'm like joke's on you, Nikki. Like, you thought you could, like, keep these boys, you know, like, I don't know what I playing golf or something. I don't know what I thought they were going to play, but they are, you know, their dad's child. And my brothers are extreme sportists as well. So it's funny how I thought that I was going to avoid all that. But anyways, this is what they're doing. And of course, what he wants to do on that bike is pop these wheelies. I don't know if you guys have seen them. So anyways, he has his friend over, and his friend has never been on these bikes before, and he's trying to teach his friend how to do a wheelie. And I thought it was so interesting because, like, as boys and at that age, they're, you know, they're 12, turning 13, and they kind of, like, make fun of each other a lot, all the time. It's a little excessive. But it was so funny. Like, at this point, when he was teaching his friend something, he was very much, like cheering him on. And even though the friend was, like, not doing a good job, you know, it was, like, the first time he was doing it, he's like, oh yeah, that's awesome, okay, yeah, do it like this. And he was really being more positive than he ever is with this friend, because, like, on a regular level, on the basic stuff where his friend is not insecure, they make fun of each other and they pick on each other all the time. But this is, like, a new thing that the friend's doing. And my son had that awareness that, like, he's not going to pick on him here because, like, he has no self-esteem around here, you know? So he has to, like, be more positive and optimistic than is even beyond what their relationship really is, if that makes sense. So you need to bring that for yourself. Like, maybe you don't treat yourself like that in every area because you're not that fragile in every area, but you are doing something new and you are at the beginning of growing something new. So that's why you have to bring this type of positivity that, like, isn't needed in these other areas that you're a little bit more firm. So it's kind of kindergarten positivity, you know, it really truly is. And it's okay to, you know, as the inner mother, like, it's okay to notice when you need that and to bring that forward. Sorry, guys, I didn't mention, but this was all message number one. Okay, so overall, message number one is that it's a month of balancing both and holding a healthy emotion and positivity for what you're growing, and also setting up expectations for what you still need to do and what you still need to nourish, because it's like the base. You can't, like, rip this foundation out and be up in the air. Like, you need some of that foundation. So balancing both. Message number two, I guess this is kind of an extension of what we were just talking about, but your emotions have the answers. So what's interesting about May is, because you're becoming somebody new, in your old life, you could trust your emotions. In many ways, you got yourself here because you had this emotion about, like, what wasn't working, what you didn't like, what you were frustrated about, and it birthed this new vision and this new identity, which is amazing. And it was, like, important to listen to your emotions there. But now what's interesting is that you need a new set of emotions for this new version of you. And what's going to happen is your old emotions are going to pop up as you are doing new things, but you can't meet these new things with those old emotions. And it's going to be really confusing because it looks like you used to believe your emotions, right? Like, you were just like, this is how I feel and I trust that. And there's a time and a place for that. But right now, this is like the time to question how you feel and if the way you're feeling about this is actually serving you. So it seems like a better way, some of it is because, like, these old emotions are supposed to come up. So I was down these, like, last 2 weeks with getting better with the surgery. And it was so interesting that, like, while I was trying to get better, I had a very strong victim energy coming forward. It was super uncomfortable. And it was really just this energy of, like, why me? Like, what? Like, my body is so sensitive. You know, I was diagnosed very young with rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I don't drink. I, like, live in the mountains. Like, I do what I love. Like, I have done everything I can to be, like, in alignment. Yet my body is still not functioning, is kind of how it felt, right? And I didn't like how I felt about that, but I'm guessing that it was, like, a way of soothing myself in my former self, and it worked, and I didn't really, like, notice it so much. But as I am also shifting, and obviously there was nothing to distract me because all I could do was get better and rest, this emotion was coming up. And there were some days that I was, like, falling into it, you know, and coincidentally, I had my parents here, and my parents have obviously been taking care of me since I was little with that, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. And it was interesting for them to have to like kind of update the way that they love on me when it comes to that. My dad definitely does feel bad for me. And my mom actually always shows up as like, no, 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 this is not a big deal. You're going to, you know, overcome this. Like, this is no big deal, Nikki. No big deal. No big deal. Right. So it was really interesting. I needed them to both feel that way. And my dad was definitely getting there towards the end of like the trip with me. And I basically just realized that I needed a new way to feel about this. I needed a new perspective. And thankfully I had a session with my therapist and I was telling her, I was like, listen, this is coming up. It's really uncomfortable. And she gave me a new perspective that just shifted it completely for me. So it's basically saying like, you know, yes, my body is sensitive and like this will continue, like the way that my body works. But the way that I'm feeling about it is not working for me. Like it is not working for like where I'm going and who I'm trying to become. So I'm not really going to be able to change the reality of like how my body works. It's physical, but I can change the way I feel and see it. And now I have to see it another way and feel about it different. So what's interesting is that, you know, I think a lot of us try to change our mindset because it's almost sometimes like a little easier, but this feels like these are stuck old emotions that need to be shifted. And like, you're not going to really be able to like shift it with your intellect. You have to shift it with the way that you feel and the way you meet this thing. So it has been there for a while. It is trying to move out of your body. Like it really looks like it's like just getting stuck there. And as the emotion gets like really intense, the question really is like, is there a better way for me to feel about this? Because sometimes we're like, oh, what's the better way to think about this? You know, like how can I change my mindset? But this is truly feelings based. And as that comes forward, it's going to give you the answer and to like really let go how you feel, how you react to certain things, because there's an elevated way to feel about this. Actually, in the Clarity app this month, we did our, you know, I do a monthly group reading, which if you haven't come in, I'd love to have you. It's a ton of fun. And we really get into like very specific questions. And somebody was explaining that they were, you know, really angry at their in-laws because of the way that they treated the husband. And this emotion was like an anger emotion. And I was like, oh, this is so interesting. Like why you're using this tool, right? Because our emotions are tools because our emotions create our lives, believe it or not. So we pull out tools like, oh, I need jealousy. I need frustration. And sometimes they serve you, right? Like if I'm trying to get something that I want, being jealous of somebody like may be very helpful to me, you know, because it might be like, you know, I'm so jealous of that person. I want to compete with them. And like that helps me get what I want. So we use emotions because they're like a little toolkit that we have. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. You've been using anger. But at this point, it's too low of a vibration to get to the next level, which they were like ready to conceive and they were moving to this next level. So like that tool that they've been using, which is anger, which I'm not going to like judge, right? Neither good nor bad. Like it helps you get to where you are. We need to elevate that emotion to the next tool. So pay attention to that this month. It's really showing up. Maybe you've already noticed it before and you haven't kind of like fully figured it out, but that's what it's about. And it's not about like not being emotional because you need your emotions. It's just, you need a stronger tool that like is really going to get you to where you're going. And it has to be authentic, right? Like you can't think your way through it. You have to feel your way through it. And I think some of us that like to be disembodied and more intellectual, like maybe are trying to think positive and like mantra our way through it, but it's not going to be through that. It's like really by like going into your emotions and using your emotions, but like a next level of an emotion. Okay. Message number 3, seek the water in May. Baptize yourself if you have to, is what I wrote down. When I was single, my best friend lived in this like really beautiful part of Miami Beach and like a really nice condo. So I spent like all my time there with her and it was like really close to the ocean, even though I lived on the mainland at the time. And we were like towards the end of our dating life and we were just kind of over it, you know? And I remember I think it was her that came up with the idea, but she was like, we're going to baptize ourselves. Like, we're going to wake up early. We're going to go into the ocean and we're going to like renew ourselves. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Like, I mean, at this point, it's like, we'll do anything. And dude, it really worked. Like, because that's when everything, you know, I found Benny and then she met her husband a little bit later. And, you know, there's just something magical about the water. So there was definitely a message of water here, of seeking it. Renewal, sweating too. So it's not just like the water that maybe we can go into, but the water that wants to release. It feels like water is going to move things through your body. Maybe some of you are thinking like, I need a lymphatic drainage massage, like a draining, a crying, a sweating. Like these are the things that renew you this month, because there is renewal this month, truly. Like that's what's been, like, there's a stuckness that like wants to be finished with. So that renewal is trying to come in. So drink a lot of water, go swimming if you can, be by water, you know, like talk to your water, whatever it may be, but there is answers in water. And I think it'll all mean something different to all of you guys. Okay. Message number four. I share this message with a ton of caution because it's very specific, but I also could not share it with you guys, but please use it with caution, right? Like not everything said here is Bible. As you know, when you listen to these messages, I always want you to use your intuition first and see truly like what is for you. But this is definitely for some of you, and it's enough of you that the guides were like, please just like share it, like take the risk. So I'm going to take the risk, but do not like use it for your ego is what I want to say. Okay. All right. So in May, you're going to notice that there is a man around you who is worth your effort. And there's a man around you whose emotions are trying to find alignment. Like, I feel like this person like is not typically like this, but their like emotions are kind of like out of whack, or they're not in touch. Like I'm looking at like the chakra system and I can see it like out of place, like in their stomach and like rib cage kind of, and hips and all that. So it might be like affecting like from their stomach down to their lower back. There's like a misalignment, and this person's upgrading, which is so exciting. But it feels like, you know, as women, we don't want to be our partner's mothers. We don't want to be our partner's therapist. Like we are mindful of those things. So you might not be in the habit of this, and it might not be like a partner. I feel like it could be a boss that is a man. I feel like it could be a child that is a boy. But it feels like it's a masculine, or maybe like a person who holds, you know, majority masculine energy, but it could be your father. It's a masculine energy that it is worth your investment. So a very simple way that I see this is like, if my husband's like trying to hit a goal, maybe I might want to like help him. And I've done this before, right? Like one of the mistakes I made in the beginning of my marriage is that like, I knew Benny wanted to, grow his business. And I was like, well, of course I'm going to support you. And the way that I thought to support him was like through doing things in the business for him, because I have that ability. And I was like, oh yeah, like let me get my hands dirty. But as I've gotten older and as I've learned like the energy of the feminine and the masculine, I'm like, you know, the better way would have been to like support him energetically, emotionally, like be like his confidant, like hold space for him, all those things. And he would have hired a secretary. Like, I don't need to like do the dirty work. I could have just like been there energetically for him and emotionally, and like speak into him. And that would have given me more. And that is definitely how I approach him now. But in the beginning, I didn't know. And it's actually like less work, right, than doing it the way that I was doing it. So I feel like you might have mixed emotions about this, because like maybe you've done this in the past and it didn't work out, or maybe you're resentful with this person. But it does feel like you can pour in to this person kind of as like as the wise woman, and not necessarily like tell them what to do or like give them advice, but basically help align their emotions and like put them into place, because it's actually going to pay off for you. So take that with a grain of salt, my friends. But I think for some of you, it's going to be like super, super spot on. And I trust that. And the rest of you, I don't want you being like that guy that has a little bit of potential and like doesn't call me back. I'm going to pour into him. Like, no, you don't get to use it like that. You get to use it truly like, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, Nikki. And I've been afraid of like getting a little close to this person because like, I don't know if it's going to work out for me. And listen, when we invest, right? Because this, I'm basically telling you like this is worth your investment. We always think that when we invest, we want our investment to turn out exactly the way we want it to turn out, right? Like, oh, I'm going to buy this course for my business, spend $10,000. Well, then I want my business to grow in this way. Like that's usually what we want. And lo and behold, you invested $10,000, like that is not what you get. You get something totally different. You learn this about yourself. You learn that about yourself. But it was still worth the investment. Like it was still worth the growth that you got, right? So what you want to do, especially if yours is a little bit, like if I got this message for my husband, it would be safe, right? It's like, okay, it's my husband. I'm already committed to him. Cool. Like I can do this. But let's say I'm single and there's somebody who's rotating around me and I know needs a little bit of emotional support and I'm not sure if it's worth my investment and it's scary. I might pour myself into this person and then we might not end up together. But what you want to do is like, see if this investment is worth it to get something else. Like, is this truly what your soul is calling you to right now? Even if it means you don't end up together, but you get something else out of it. So like the investment may not fully pay back the way you want to, although I think it is going to, but just to give you a little bit of a second option, the investment just has to feel good and to know that you can be like unattached to like what you get back and that it's still for your growth. But it feels like I'm putting money into a piggy bank that is going to pay for me later, so I don't have to effort and work as hard. And lastly, message number 5, in May, home comes up again. I feel like you kind of like packed home away a little bit. You know, you were like, maybe you have been doing a lot of efforts to like fixing your home and you haven't like thought about it for a long time. Maybe you thought about moving for many months and like you were able to kind of put to the side and like live in the place you've been living. Maybe you've been thinking about moving in with somebody, but like you put that off to the side and like here it is. It's like here again. I feel like it's just like season 2 or something, or like part 2 of this thing that like this ongoing saga that has been happening with home. And home is like, she's like, I'm back. There's a lot here. Like this is going to mean a lot to many different people. Like I truly can see it. Like for me, I was like, oh, what does that mean for me? Because I mean, unless my husband who loves to move me around decides to do that. But I was like, you know, maybe what this means for me is I haven't done any, I haven't invested in the house in a while. Like I haven't done like new furniture or landscaping. Like I've been settled for a couple years. And I am feeling like I would like to put some effort specifically into the landscaping this summer if Benny is down, because, you know, I say I want to do this, but like it ends up being his job. So I'm like, okay, maybe it could be as simple as that. But it also makes me feel like it is okay. I want to buy a new home. I put it off for 2 years and like now I'm thinking about it again. And I really sat with this and I was like, okay, well, what is the best direction for this message? And what I got was it's a question that we all need to ask ourselves that will basically like answer all of us in all sorts of different places when it comes to home. And the question is, where can I best rest? Because you need home to be a place where you can rest. And maybe the design is off and it doesn't allow you to rest. Maybe it's messy and it doesn't allow you to rest. Maybe where you're living is so expensive, you can't rest because you're like worried about making enough money. And, you know, maybe there's a thought of like moving in with somebody and moving in with a parent or a friend, or like living with a roommate and you haven't done that in a long time, whatever. But it's like, the answer is like, where can you best rest? Because this feels like home is complicated. Kind of maybe it's like, I'm in a small place. I need a bigger place to fit my growing family. But moving into that bigger place right now, will it allow you to rest? If the answer is no, then like we remain in the small place. Like let's hold off, because there's a like right now you need to rest to grow, because you have all this new energy growing in you, because you're going to bloom and create something new, which is so exciting. It reminds me of like a teenager who needs to sleep in until 12 because like they're growing, you know? So you have that going on. So you need to be able to rest, and like home needs to be a restful place. So it feels like in order to figure out a complicated situation, the simplification of it is like, where do I rest? And like, that's the simple answer. You know, it's like, where am I going to be able to feel like I can, like that I'm not in my head, that I'm not like spinning, that I'm not worried, that I can like be in my body and do what I know that I need to do, that's like moving forward my life. So with this, I think some of you will move in with each other. I see people like making arrangements because it's like less it's more affordable to share the house. I see some of you like holding off buying a bigger place and staying where you are for like one more year so that you can continue to rest. Things like that. So it might not be ideal, but with home, it's truly about resting for at least like the next like six, seven, nine months. And then we can kind of like regroup and see what is like the next best opportunity for home. Okay. All right, guys, that's what we got for May. Hope that was supportive. It's so nice to be here with you. This is what happens when I rest, but I was inspired to write a soul journey series. I really wanted to like just put down on paper some of the things that I've learned over the years about souls, because I've been reading so many souls for so long. So this is a little bit more spiritual, like a little bit more metaphysical, really very much about like your soul, its essence, like what it's doing, what its purpose is, all that. Totally free. I wrote it as a series, like an email series. We're also going to turn it into a PDF. But if you would like to read what I wrote, I'd love to share it with you. You can go to the description below and you will, you just basically opt in and we'll start sending it to you. It should be like a 7-day series and it should be fun. And I'm hoping that I really, really felt like the councils of everybody's souls, and like they just really wanted to just, even if you are further along in understanding your soul, it feels like it felt like a nice reminder to me, like to really ground me in understanding like, yes, I am a soul living this like physical life, but like there are these things about my purpose and my path and all, and you know, how do I align with that? And I'm really excited to share it with you. So definitely check it out if you feel called to it. There's no strings attached. It's completely free. I just wanted to write it. All right, guys, sending you a ton of love and I will see you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.